Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I know that we have been sharing so much here on VFN Radio about some of the prophetic things that the Lord has shown us, some of the things that the Lord has shown others. Mm-hmm. And one of those things we've been talking about are the four blood moons that NASA, the space folks, are predicting that are going to come over the next 15 months, starting April the 15th, tax day of this year, 2014. And Pastor John Hagee out of San Antonio, Texas, began to really search the scriptures and search history. And he put a book together and is also a message regarding the four blood moons and what does that actually mean? What has happened throughout history when this rare occurrence has happened? And it's going to amaze you if you've never heard about this before, because it normally what has happened is that it begins in tears regarding horrible things that have happened to the nation of Israel and the Jews. And then towards the end of it, it results in joy. And so we have a segment for you on behalf of from CBN as they interview Pastor Hagee. He begins to share more about what is coming and how the signs in the heavens, God uses the heavens as his billboard to be able to communicate with us. And my goodness, God will tell us everything we need to know. We just need to pay attention and not discredit the ways that he communicates. I want you to listen up.
The book of Genesis says God uses the sun, moon, and stars for signs and seasons. Examples can be found throughout the Bible. Think of how a star led the wise men to Jesus, or the sun stood still as Joshua led Israel to victory over its enemies. According to Pastor John Hagee, God is getting ready to speak this way once again.
There's a sense in the world that things are changing, and God is trying to communicate with us in a supernatural way. I believe that in these next 2 years, we're going to see something dramatic happen in the Middle East involving Israel that will change the course of history in the Middle East and impact the whole world.
In his latest book, Four Blood Moons, Hagee lays out what he calls celestial signals. He describes how a series of blood moons in 2014 and 2015 will have great significance for Israel. Although single blood moons are a fairly regular occurrence, four of them appearing so closely together is extremely rare.
We've only seen a series of blood moons a handful of times over the past 500 years. So what exactly is a blood moon, and what is the biblical significance of it?
A blood moon is when the earth comes between the sun and the moon, and the sun is shining through the atmosphere of the earth and cast upon the moon a red shadow. And so the moon appears to be red.
Such moons appear in Scripture. In the book of Joel, God says there will be wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. In Acts, the Apostle Peter repeats that verse from Joel. And the book of Revelation says that during the Great Tribulation, the moon will become like blood. Blood moons are set to appear in April 2014 on Passover, and then again in September 2014 during the Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot. It's the same timing for 2015, for a total of four blood moons, all appearing on Jewish feast days.
The sun and the moon and the earth are controlled by God Almighty. He is the one that's getting them in a direct alignment on a certain day at a certain time, but each time it's a Passover or Sukkot.
In the past, the rare appearance of four blood moons on these feast days has coincided with major events for Israel and the Jewish people. 1492, Spain expelled the Jews. Columbus also discovered America, which became a safe haven for the Jewish people.
In each of these blood moons, you have something that begins with a tragedy and ends in triumph.
1948, Israel is reborn as a nation.
After 2,000 years, God supernaturally brought them from 66 nations and a nation was born in a day. That, again, was a supernatural something that happened following the tragedy of the Holocaust.
1967, Israel wins the Six-Day War and recaptures Jerusalem.
For the first time in 2,000 years, Jerusalem and the State of Israel were together again.
The blood moons of 2014 and 2015 appear as Iran works towards nuclear weapons and Israel's neighbors, Egypt and Syria, are in chaos.
The end game is coming with this Iranian nuclear crisis.
The only reason Iran will not develop a nuclear bomb will be that Israel chooses a military solution to that crisis. I believe if that happens, that will start a series of events that will change the course of world history. If Israel does not, it will still change the course of world history.
Hagee warns of the Iranian nuclear threat through his work with Christians United for Israel, which he founded in 2006. It is now the largest pro-Israel organization in America, with some 1.3 million members. He also holds nights to honor Israel across the country and at San Antonio's Cornerstone Church, where he serves as senior pastor. The first event in 1981 drew bomb threats and vandalism from anti-Semites, yet Hagee continues his mission.
If there was ever a time for the Christians of America to stiffen their spine and stand up and speak up, it's now. To see evil and not call it evil is evil.
He says it's still unclear what the coming blood moons will bring, but he is certain of one thing.
When all is said and done, Israel is going to prevail. The flag of Israel will be flying over the walls of the city of Jerusalem when Messiah comes, and it's going to be forever. And every nation that rises up in judgment against Israel, God will punish and punish severely.
Eric Stackelbeck, CBN News, San Antonio, Texas.
Wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. We're seeing biblical prophecy, seeing all these things unfold in our generation. And it's important, if you missed that, that over the last 500 years, I mean, understand that America, to give you context, is only a couple hundred years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So even before the founding of our nation, we have seen this happen. And I'm not going to say coincidence, but you see how it affects Israel. The first time in 1492, when King Ferdinand expelled the Jews because they were not going to convert to Catholicism, he confiscated their property and they had to leave. And that's when some of the Jewish people gave money to an explorer, Christopher Columbus, to find a place where they can worship God freely. And America was actually discovered. And the rest is history, as they say. The second time happened in 1948 when Israel became a nation. And what's interesting about that is Pastor Hagee said that they came from 66 nations and in one day became a new nation.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting how there's 66 books in
the
Bible.
Yeah.
You know,
that
I'm
is
like,
cool.
My goodness, it's hello. We need to pay attention. We need to pay attention. And just 11 minutes after they became a nation, the president, Harry Truman, declared Israel and confirmed and validated them as a country before the entire world with the full backing of the United States, which is very significant. And then, of course, the third time that this happened was during the six-day Yom Kippur War, when Israel was attacked and basically resulted in Jerusalem coming under the borders of Israel. And so when you hear of going back to 1967 border lines pre the Six-Day War, you're looking at Israel going to a place where they were indefensible, not able to protect themselves. If you missed some of our previous programs, we talked about how Israel has now a unmanned surveillance vehicle, which is basically a motorized boat that functions like a drone that patrols their shores. I mean, they're so advanced in their technology. And one thing about Israel is that they will defend themselves. They're not going to stay idly by. And so we need to pay attention. We're just minutes away. I mean, we're in February, you know, March, April, and there's the beginning. And just recently, Iran was celebrating the anniversary of its revolution, and the Blaze reports that Iranians took to the streets, Pat, just Tuesday, to mark the anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution, and they were holding anti-American signs, burning U.S., British, and Israeli flags, and chanting, down with the U.S. and death to Israel. I mean, this is recent. So although their new president Rouhani tries to put himself off as a diplomat, as one who, you know, is not trying to really stir anything up and is looking to, you know, work with Israel, he's not trying to work with Israel. Uh-huh. You know, he is a wolf in sheep's clothing. And so it's important for us to take notice of the signs. It's important for us to pay attention to what God is communicating with us. And it's important for us to pray and stand with Israel. Listen, we will never be silent on this radio program regarding standing for Israel. And we want to encourage you not to remain silent either. I mean, there's coming days where it's not going to be popular to stand with Israel, but you have a choice to make. And we want to encourage you to stand with those who are standing with Israel, like Christians United for Israel, an organization that has deep roots and has had done a tremendous work. I believe over $80 million, Pat, John Higgy has raised through this organization to bless and support Israel.
Wow.
And that's just one group. I want to encourage you, support them and support those who stand for Israel. And let's stand together. Talking about the four blood moons, with the first one expected to come, Pat, April the 15th, mm-hmm. days away.
Yeah, moments.
Moments away. And my goodness, I mean, if you've missed some of these previous segments, we've talked about the four blood moons. We'll have all of them related for you today on today's segment. But I encourage you not only to listen to them, to prayerfully, you know, ask the Lord what you need to do to prepare, but also do your friends and your family a favor. Don't assume that they know. Share with them. Share with them the torch. Share with them these segments so that they can know and they can be prepared. Us working together, we can get the word out and folks can begin to see the bigger picture of what is happening and what is unfolding.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.